Well, hallelujah. Is God awesome or what? Hallelujah. Are you looking for the rain of God to come down, for the outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I need a fresh anointing. I need a fresh outpouring of the Spirit of the Lord. I need God to wash over me. Hallelujah. Well, it sure has been raining, hasn't it? I don't know. It's interesting, you know, how these themes tie in all the time. Hallelujah. Well, it's funny. Pastor Michal mentioned it's raining in my office. Yes, it is. It's just coming on down. I said, wow, Lord, I've been praying for the rain, and here it comes right down. I'm praying for the fire of God. The heat is now there's heat. Oh, there's no air conditioning. It's hot in the office. I said, oh, boy, Lord, I was really expecting something a little different. But, you know, I'll go with it. I'm going with it. I'm just going with however the Lord reveals himself. But praise God. Don't you want the fire of the Spirit of God? Don't you want the rain to come down? Oh, God, hallelujah. That's what we need. We need the fire of the Spirit. We need the move of the Spirit of God, the glory of God manifested in our life. It's not just enough to know about Jesus, to know about the Bible, to know about the things of God. God wants us to have an experience with him. We have a relationship with God. God interacts with us. He communes with us. He speaks to us. He is doing things in us to make us more like him. This is what God does. And we're talking about the latter rain of God. We want to experience the great and gloriousness of God in our lives, not just be a lapsedaisical going through life, just believing things are possible, but never actually experiencing those things. God has called us to be doers of the word so that we can experience the manifestations of God in a positive way. God desires for our lives to be fruitful and that we would be able to experience him for ourselves, individually. And I don't know about you, but when I stand before the Lord, I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Not depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Woo, those are tough words to hear. But I tell you, make sure not only that you know God, but that God knows you. Hallelujah. It's more important that God knows you than you know God. I tell you, because he is the guy who determines who's in and who's out. And Christ is our only hope. And that is why we walk with God. We commune with God. Every day is a new day, a new opportunity. And we're looking for God to rain down on us, to bring forth the rain of the Spirit of God. But it's important that we ask for the rain. We have to ask for the rain. We knock, we seek, and we ask. We look for God. We're in pursuit of something. We're not just laying back waiting for something to happen, but we are in pursuit of something. And that something is actually a someone. It is God himself. Our desire is to get to know him. And so today I'd like to use as a theme, ask for the rain. Ask for the rain. You have not because you ask not. And so let's ask for the rain. Are you ready for the word of the Lord today? Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful for your word. And we just ask, oh God, that you would manifest yourself in the midst of us. Lord God, that you would pour out your spirit, that there would be the rain of God in these last days. I pray, God, that you would establish yourself, demonstrate how great and glorious you are. Give us a brand new start every day. Let every day be that which is filled with your mercy and your grace, that old things would pass away, and behold, everything would be made new. We thank you, oh God, for this manifestation of your presence and this renewal and revival of hearts, minds, and souls in the midst of us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. When we are in a relationship with God, we ought to be experiencing change. We experience growth. We experience a move that is bringing us from a carnal state to a state that is established in his divine presence. The Spirit of God is always working. He's always moving. He's like the jet stream. He is like the wind that is constantly blowing. In fact, one of his identifying factors is he is the breath. He is the very breath that was breathed into Adam, ultimately giving mankind life itself. And you and I are experiencing this establishing work, this continuous work of the Spirit of God through humanity. And yet we are now seeing in today's culture a pulling away, a removing of the established ways of the Lord and moving in rebellion against anything and everything that reflects the kingdom of God. And we know that in Matthew 24 and other places throughout Scripture and Revelation and other of the Gospels, it tells us that in the last days, people will be lovers of everything except God. And there will be this move to rebel against everything that God has done. And we certainly see that today. And God has called us to be aware of what's happening in our culture, in our society, in the world around us, so that we can hold fast to those things that God has given us. We are called of God to be established in the ways of the Lord. We are the anchor of society. We are the ones who hold on to the truths of God, the truths that are actually true. Hallelujah. And so you and I have a difficult task at hand. Our goal is to remain faithful to the Word of God, to the truth of God, so that the Spirit of God can establish himself where we are, where we are, where you go, what you do. The Spirit of the Lord moves with you. He is with us. The kingdom of God is within us. It's around us. He's an all-consuming fire. He is working and he is moving, and he gives us what to say. He orders our steps. He enables us. He leads us by his Spirit, and he opens doors and he makes a way, even when it seems impossible. Why? Because we are aligned with the dynamic of the presence of God as we walk according to his word, his directives, his ways. And when we apply the principles of God and when we apply the principles of his word, we get kingdom results, the results that are the way God originally designed them to function in the earth. And so you and I have a challenging task because the world is a huge distraction. And if we are not paying attention to God and his word, if we are not in pursuit of God, we will be thrown off course because the words of the enemy are constantly speaking. The enemy is fallen man. It's the mentality of Satan. It is the mindset of the devil. It is Satan who has been the deceiver from the very beginning, speaking through his agents, the fallen, the lost, those who are in rebellion against truth and righteousness, and we have to stand against him. And this is why Paul says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Because if you don't, you will be lost to the move of the demonic. And your mind will begin to be shaped and formed into the image of darkness, the ways of the world. And this is what happened to the Israelites when they took up their residence in the promised land. The very thing God warned them to stand against is the exact thing that happened to them. One of the things that we see throughout Scripture, and it's very clear that God can see your future. God knows your future. God knows what will happen to you later today, tomorrow, Thursday, next Saturday. He knows what is coming. And that is why he gives me the words to say to you today. That is why he brings people into your lives to speak under his anointing and his authority as you go through your week, so that you can be guided, so that you can have wisdom, so that you can have foresight and insight and not be caught off guard. God gives his people foreknowledge so that we can be ready when the opposition comes, when obstacles come your way. They become clear to you. You're able to see things that are otherwise unseen. This is a work of the Spirit of God. It is a part of what happens to you as a believer as you walk with God, as you commune with God. You begin to hear in the Spirit, not just hear what is in the audible realm, but you're able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Even as I'm speaking now, the Spirit of the Lord is saying things to you so that you can be attuned. Because if we're not aware of what happens, we will be deceived by the enemy. And that is what the Word of God says. Why do we need to ask for rain? Why do we need to pursue God? Why? Because in this earth, authority was given to Adam. Adam forfeited to Satan. And now there are dark spirits and entities speaking into the minds of people. People everywhere. And we need the rain of God to wash away the darkness and to bring clarity of mind and of thought. We need the rain of God to bring us power to stand, because otherwise you will be afraid. You will be afraid. You will be afraid. You will be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You will find yourself failing to seize opportunities to testify and to speak the truth of God when God opens the door. And this is why we need to ask for rain, even though it's the rainy season. You and I need to ask for rain. Just because it's raining doesn't mean it's raining on your field. It might be the rainy season all season long, but it doesn't rain every day. And all season long, there is the potential for rain, the opportunity for rain. But if you have sown seeds and you are looking for a harvest and looking to reap 30, 60, or 100-fold, then you will need the rain to fall on you, on your property, on the things that God has blessed you with, the things that God has given you. These are the things we need the Lord to rain down on. Rain comes down according to where the heavy cloud is. You see, it doesn't just rain just because it's raining season, but it rains where the clouds are full. And where the clouds are full, the rain, it comes down. And so when we are walking with God, we need God to rain down on us. You can find yourself in various situations and circumstances, and it will seem as if God is not there. But I assure you, if you ask for the rain, God will show up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1, it says, ask rain from the Lord. at the time of what? The spring rain. The spring rain is the latter rain. And when we are talking about the latter rain is the rain that comes in the season, as we've talked about. And we have looked to God to provide seed, and he provides seed to the sower, and he makes provision for us, and he blesses us with all these things. But in order for us to reap a harvest at the end of the season, we must have rain. Without rain, your seeds will die. In fact, the Word of God tells us that one sows, another waters, but God brings the increase. And we need God to be the source. Is God the source of all that you have? Then we need God to water the seeds that he has planted in and through us. Hallelujah. And so it says, the Lord who makes the storm clouds, and he will give them showers of rain, vegetation in the field to each man. I thought this was an interesting phrase here, that he gives the vegetation in the field to each man, each individual. You and you alone, all by yourself. It's not your spouse, it's not your kids, it's not your friends or any of your other relatives or your neighbors or all this is. It's about you. It's about you. You came into the world alone. Hallelujah. Even twins, they come one at a time. Hallelujah. You come as an individual. You come out. And when you come out, the breath of life comes to you. That's a gift from God. That is the gift of life. And that means God has given you life for a reason. And you have a purpose, and you have a reason for living. And the Spirit of God is at work in you from that moment to bring you to a place where you will be able to hear the Spirit of the Lord, the Word of God. And you're given an opportunity to receive it or reject it. And if you receive it, then God begins to order your steps. And as you follow the plan of God and the will of God, the manifestations of God become activated in your life. If you choose to reject the word of truth and the word of God, then a series of unfortunate events begin to unfold as you go through life. You will find yourself having greater and more encounters with challenges and difficulties that are designed to cause you to call on God. And when you find yourself in these situations and these circumstances, you are placed in this atmosphere that is both demonic yet inspirational. And what that means is that you will be brought into a place that is designed to keep you in separation from God while simultaneously making you feel good about it, inspiring you to do the very thing that would drive you away from God. And this is the warfare that we all experience as we go through life. And God is there. He is dispatching angels, and he is releasing those who are able to hear his voice and have the strength and the power to resist the devil, to come into your life, to be able to speak into your life so that you can be set free from the bondages and the oppression of the enemy. And this struggle is something that continues through life. And we all are actively engaged in one way or another. And Satan knows the weaknesses of men. He knows the things that will cause you to be distracted from obedience to the word of God and the ways of God. And the goal of the enemy is to rob you of your life. He sucks you dry of your essence and your strength and your wisdom and your understanding. And you find yourself doing things that you don't want to do. You'll find yourself thinking or saying things that you don't really want to think or say. You're going to find yourself being drawn into a place where you don't want to go. And that is why we are fighting and we are resisting the enemy. If you don't resist, if you give in, oh, the saddest thing you can say is, well, that's just how I am. Oh, I'm just prone. No, you are made in the image of God. You are called for a purpose. And if we do not stand, we will not experience the reign of God. We need the rain to come down, the rain to come forth. We need the storm clouds to move through our life. And it's just for you. It's just for you. Hallelujah. And when the rain comes down, you will be refreshed. You will be renewed. You will be revived. He says, for the teraphim speak iniquity, and the diviners see lying visions and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wander like sheep. They are afflicted because there is no shepherd. There is no shepherd. There is no one to guard them. What does the shepherd do for the sheep? He watches over the sheep. He guards them against the bear and the wolf and the other animals that would come to devour them. That is the role of the shepherd. And every parent is a shepherd over their children. And we're all shepherds as we go out into the world and we represent the kingdom of God. We take on the image of Christ and we represent his kingdom and all that he is and all that he does. And our job is to guard those who God has placed in our sphere of influence, to give warning when warning is due, to give guidance when guidance is needed, to be able to speak life, to bring clarity, to help those around us to see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and doing. You and I are called to be witnesses to the world. Witnesses to the world. And this is why it talks of the teraphim. The teraphim was an idol that was placed in each home. It was a little thing kind of like what you would put on your shelf. And it would be there, and people would pray to it, and people would seek it for counsel, and they would talk to it, and they would see visions. And it's interesting because it says diviners will see lying visions. What does that tell us? That tells us that the supernatural is real. It tells us that when you go to the soothsayer or the fortune teller or whoever it is that is out there doing all of these mystic related things, they are real. And what they are actually doing is prophesying into your life. They're not telling you what will happen. They tell you what could happen, but they present it as if it will happen because they need you to believe. They need you to buy into it. And when you believe what they say, you begin to experience these lies that you could have avoided if you held on to the truth of God's word. And this is why we need to hold on to the truth of God, to the reality of his word. We need the word of God. The Spirit of the Lord is our comfort. We don't need to go outwards other than to come into the presence of God. We come before him and God reveals himself. And so you and I are able to have a shepherd. God brings us together so we watch over one another. The church is a place where shepherding takes place, where we are gathered together so that we can grow and be nurtured in the things of God, so that we can avoid the tactics and the snares of the enemy, that those things that the enemy uses in order to bring confusion and chaos in every evil work. And we need to be able to see it and recognize it no matter where it shows its head. And that is why we need the rain to fall on us. Oh, we need the reign of God. Leadership provides a more direct path towards a field that's flourishing for a greater personalized experience. you and I, we need a greater personalized experience in God. Personalized experience means you need salvation. It's for you. You need deliverance from oppression and bondage. That's for you. You need healing in your body and in your mind. You need renewal and revival. You need the unctioning of the Spirit to give you zeal and a fire and a passion for the things of God. That's a personalized experience. That's what God is imparting to his people when the rain comes down on you. When the rain comes down on you. Hosea 10:12 says, so with a view to righteousness. Everything we do ought to be designed to cause things to come into the correct alignment of the ways of God. We are not just doing things just because we want to do them. We are sowing seeds in order to yield a specific fruit. We sow corn seeds because we want apples. No. We sow corn seed because we want corn. Hallelujah. When you sow greens, you want greens. You want what it is that you sow, and that is why we must be aware of the seeds that are being sown around us. And when you're aware of the seeds that are being sown around you, then you will know what will come of that seed. You will know what it will become. And that is why we must be careful to be doers of the word, so that we're sowing the right seed. And the Spirit of the Lord begins to move, and we have a view towards righteousness, and we're looking for God to show up. We're looking for God to do something. We're looking for God to move because we have a view towards righteousness. It's easy to see, oh, well, they did this and somebody did that, and why are they doing this and why are they doing that and why is that happening? No, what is God saying and what is God doing? Can you see in the midst of the storm that there is a breath of life being established? Oh, we hear the thunder. I should have put it there. And we hear the rain, and we see it coming. And as it comes, oh, we say, oh, no, oh, it's another rainy day. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, isn't it a dreary day? No, it's a life-giving day. Oh, when the rain comes, it's a sign that God cares, that God loves you, that God is providing for you. Without the rain, you will dry up and die. We need the living waters to flow. We need God to break up our fallow ground. We will reap according to the kindness of the Lord when you have eyes to see and ears to hear. So often we get caught up in our own emotions. Well, I don't feel. Oh, I feel. Oh, I'm this. Oh, oh. Get out of yourself and get into the presence of God. Oh, when you get into the presence of God, it changes everything. Oh, I tell you, it's so easy to recognize when people are in the presence of God. There's something about prayer. There's something about worship. There's something about calling on the name of the Lord, looking to God, and expecting God to move that changes everything. You could be in the worst place in the world. You could be in the worst situation there is, but if you are a person attuned to God, you can come into that place of darkness and begin to call upon the Lord and begin to seek the face of God and begin to radiate of the Spirit of the Lord and to look toward heaven, and God will show up and he will disperse the darkness. And God will enable you to overcome even in the midst of challenges, difficulties, hardships, problems, issues of all types. God will show up and liberate his people. Break up your fallow ground. The fallow ground is the hard soil that exists before you plant the seed. It's the hard ground. It requires a tiller to come in and break up the ground. But even with a tiller, you still need the rain to soften it. That's the early rain, the winter rain, where the snow, it comes down and it soaks in and it causes the ground to become more palatable so that the tiller can break it up so that the seed can, by its roots, go deep and rise up with good fruit in its season. For it is time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you. On you. Say, on me. On me. This is God wants the reign of his spirit and the righteousness of God to be upon us, upon me, upon you, each and every one of us. We are looking to God and we're saying, God, break up my fallow ground. Oh God, I'm seeking your face, oh God, until my heart becomes tender, until my ears are tuned to you, till my eyes can see and perceive the things of the Spirit of God. Oh God, rain on me. Oh God, send the rain. Send the rain, oh God, that is my prayer. Amos 4:7 says, furthermore, I withheld the rain from you while there were still 3 months until harvest, and then would send rain on one city and on another city, I would not send rain. One part would be rained on while the part not rained on would dry up. Saints of God, you could be sitting right in the midst of the congregation. You could be in the midst of the people of God. It might be raining, the Spirit of God moving. God is pouring down by his Spirit, and it will rain on someone, or in the person next to them will be dry. Saints of God, don't let it be you. Don't you allow yourself to remain dry. You don't want God to withhold his rain from you. We want God to rain down on us. We want God to do a new thing in us. We want God to be manifested in us. It is the desire that we have of the Lord that God would rain down on us. Lord God, send the rain. Send the rain, oh God. Send it to me, Lord. Send it to my house, oh God. Send it to my wife and my children and my children's children. Lord God, let it rain on my city, Lord. Let it rain on my church, Lord. Let it rain on my friends and my families, God. God, send the rain. God, send the rain. Oh God, our desire is for the rain. Oh God, we take nothing for granted. Oh God, pour out your Spirit upon us. Oh God, we know that you are in the midst. Oh God, do a new thing in us. Just because it's the rainy season doesn't mean it will rain on you, saints of God. The move of God can fall all around you without you experiencing it. Don't let that be your situation. Don't let that be your experience. Let the rain of God come down on you. You must ask for the rain. Saints of God, ask for the rain. Say it with me. Ask for the rain. God, we need more of you. We need you to pour out your Spirit on us. Isaiah says in verse 8 of 45, he says, drip down, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds pour down righteousness. Let earth open up and salvation bear fruit and righteousness spring up with it. Hallelujah. It's the Lord who has created it. Oh, saints of God, I pray that you are growing in your walk with God, in your experience with God. You shouldn't be plateaued in your Christian life. You ought to be growing. You ought to be expanding. You ought to be experiencing God in a powerful way. More and more all the time, we seek God. We call upon his name. We look to him as the source of our life, our hope, and our strength. Without him, we can do nothing. And so we call upon God, drip down on me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, just a little bit will go a long way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a drip in the office. It just comes down. You know, it was just a little bit in the bucket yesterday. Now the bucket is half full. Hallelujah. That little bit goes along. I say, Lord, just drip down on me, Lord. Drip down. Pour down righteousness. How many of you want to do things right? How many of you you really want to do things right? I don't know about you. I want to do things right. I need God to rain down on me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. If you don't do things right, then the rain won't fall on you. That means you got to change what you're doing so that it aligns with the way God wants things done. And when we do that, that's called repentance, right? That's what repentance is. Repentance is not I repent and then I keep doing it the same way. Repentance is something you don't say. It's something that is evidenced through your actions. There is a change in the way you do these things. And we all have little things that we need to change, that we need to tweak, that we need to do differently. There are things that we do that we should not do. There are things that we don't do that we should do. And all of these little adjustments need to be constantly made as we go through life. God is calling us to bear fruit. You and I, we need salvation that bears fruit. Hallelujah. I pray that your salvation is bearing fruit, because if you really have salvation, it will bear fruit. Hallelujah. Some people have religion and they equate that to salvation, but religion is not salvation. And you don't know that you have salvation until you bear fruit. Hallelujah. All you know is that the seed of salvation was sown, but it could dry in the fallow ground. It could dry up because the heart is not willing to receive. It can grow. How many of you have ever had a garden where you planted seeds and everything grew about this high when it should have been this high? Have you ever had that experience? Yes, and that's because you have fallow ground. That means the roots were reached a point in the soil where the ground was too hard for it to go down any further. So it didn't have the wherewithal to rise up to its full strength. And the ground was dry where the roots were. And as a result, there was no fruit. And that is why we must all be in the right soil. The soil of our heart needs to be tender. It needs to be soft. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. You and I, we need to pray that prayer. We need to say, God, renew a right spirit in me. O God, make my heart so that you can bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. God has called us to have salvation that bears fruit, righteousness, doing things right, doing things God's way, so that we can see the manifestations of God in our life. And this is why we ask for the rain. Just because it's raining in the rainy season doesn't mean it will rain on you. The rain of God, the move of God can happen all around you, and you can miss it. It can be everywhere but where you are. Ask for the rain. You and I, we must ask for the rain for ourselves. We must call upon God for ourselves. I pray that as you go through your day, that you pray and ask God to rain down on you, on your situation, on your circumstances. Oh, do you interact with people? Do you interact with situations and circumstances? Or especially if you deal with the public, you never know what kind of spirit you're going to get, what kind of encounter you're going to have. And we say, God, rain down on me. Let me have wisdom. Give me ears to hear. Give me eyes to say. Let your word be established in me so that when I speak as the oracles of God. Hallelujah. God has called us, as Isaiah says in chapter 55, verse 10, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven. That's a picture of the early rain, the winter rain. And do not return there without what? Watering the earth. It waters the earth. It causes the soil to be made ready to receive the seed. And it says, making it bear and sprout. Hallelujah. Do you want to bear and sprout? Do you want God's, the seed of God's word? Pastor Michal, a few weeks ago, he talked about the sower sows the word. It's the word of God. God's sowing the word. There is word in you. You have heard the word of God. You have received the word of God. It is in you. And we need it to bring forth fruit. Do you witness on your job? Do you share with other people? Sometimes we're not like beating people over the head with the Bible or with the word, but you share insights that come from the word of God. It is the fruit of your time in the presence of God. So you share things that God has ministered to your heart to impart to people because you're hearing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying as that person is speaking and revealing their heart, and you're seeing their situations and their circumstances and the things that they do and the decisions that they make and the way they respond to opposition and difficulties and hardships. And that evidence then leads you to a place of revelation from God that enables you to speak life into it. And God is able to manifest fruit from that seed that you have sown. And it may not seem like there's much going on when you say it, but few days later, maybe even later that night, oh, they will remember. The Spirit of God will bring back those words to those who you have sown into. Oh, it might even be a week later or a month later. It might be some time later, but the Spirit of God says it will water the earth, making it bear and sprout, furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Do you see the cycle there? This is what happens. Someone sows the word of God, the ways of God, the truths of God, and those seeds begin to sprout. They begin to rise up within a person, meaning that it becomes a part of you. It becomes who you are. Your identity is being transformed into the reflection of Christ. And then you will then bring forth seeds, the word of God. Because you're rooted in the word, you will speak the word. You will sow the word. You will live the word. And then you yourself become a sower into the lives of people around you. Everyone is sowing some kind of seed. Everyone is sowing some kind of seed. Whoever you engage, they are full of something. And if it's not the word of God, it's a weed of some type that God needs to have hewn down so that the fallow ground can be broken up and the seed of God can be established. This is why we have relationships with unbelievers. This is why we have ourselves in situations. Have you ever worked in a place where you were the only Christian? You were the only believer? Man, that can be challenging, isn't that right? Man, that can be difficult. But really, it's an honor. That is an honor. Because what it means is that God is entrusting you to sow seeds of righteousness, where the witness of the Lord and the presence of God can be established in a place. You need to walk through in the power of the presence of God. You come in having prayed all your way to work, saying, God, rain on me, fill me with your spirit, prepare me for the opposition and the weightiness. Sometimes I used to work in AT&T, and I tell you, I used to go into the corporate buildings, and you know how they have these big buildings, and I'm telling you, it was oppressive in there. And you could tell that the spirit of heaviness and darkness was in that place. And I've been to many corporate buildings and offices, and there you feel and experience the same thing. And what happens is it becomes a part of the people. Every place that you go has a spirit that is established in its atmosphere. It is a familiar spirit, you can call it. It is a spirit that is designed to cause those who enter into its presence to become like it. You're being molded and shaped into that image. And that's why when you are part of an organization or you're part of a company or you're part of a group, you begin to take on an identity based on the spirit in which you're operating. And that is why you need to have your own spirit established in the Lord. So that no matter where you go, whatever spirit is already there, it will have to bow its knee to the presence of God. It will have to submit itself to the presence of God, to the anointing of the Spirit of God. In fact, it will be repelled away from you as you do what you do. And your presence will begin to establish a new experience for those who are around you. You become one who is establishing bread to the eater. You are sowing life, living word. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. You and I, we are called to be the bread of life to the people around us. Don't let them make you like them. You make them like you as you spend time in the presence of God, as the glory of the Lord is established. He goes on in verse 11, he says, my word which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me void or empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Saints of God. Oh, hallelujah. God, send the rain. Lord, send the rain. Rain on me, Lord. Rain down on me. Oh, God, fill me with your word so that as I go and you speak through me, as you work through me, as you use me as your vessel, that in my words and those things that you give me to say would not return empty because they come from God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. They will establish what it is that God desires. Not what I want. I want you to suffer because you did me wrong. But the Lord, in his grace and mercy, has brought me under his submission. And I say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. And that means no matter how you feel, no matter what you think, no matter how you feel motivated to take an action, we pause and we say, God, send the rain. Because you know when the spirit isn't right. When you're abiding in the presence of God, when you're abiding in the midst of the atmosphere of God's divine nature and moves, you begin to know when you're out of alignment with that. You will know. You will feel the oppression. And you will feel that resistance, that it's like there's somebody's playing a bad note, and you're the one feeling it. And the reason we feel it is because God is saying you're out of tune. Line yourself up. Line yourself up. A lot of times we blame someone else. Oh, somebody said this, and somebody did that. They can say all they want. What's that got to do with you? They can do all they want to do. What's that got to do with you? They could swing from a tree. They could jump from bridges. They could pretend to be gorillas or whatever they want to be. They could do all kinds of stuff. What has that got to do with you? I want the rain of God to come down on me. I'm saying, God, send the rain. I am saying, Lord, have your way in the midst of your life, my life. Manifest yourself in the midst of me. God, let your word come alive. Jesus says, the word made flesh, is he not? Jesus is the Word made flesh. And who are you and I but children of God? That means God is calling us into alignment with Christ. That means you and I become the Word made flesh. You and I are to live out the Word. This is what the Word of God looks like in our lives. Are we perfect at it? No. Are we good at it? Not really. Can we do it? Yes, we can. Are we in pursuit of it? Yes, we are. Is it happening? Yes, little by little. God is moving us. He's shaping us. He's molding us. We're getting free from our emotions that would oppress us and hold us down and hold us back. And we're saying, Lord, have your way. Let your presence be established in the midst of us. And God, send the rain. Send the rain so that when you show up, you will accomplish the very purpose for which God sent you. You will accomplish the very thing. Are you gifted in a particular work? Are you skilled? Do you have abilities? Do you have a type of manner or way that is about you that is beneficial to people? That is a gift from God. God has called us to operate in our gifting. Let it flow. God says it will succeed in the matter for which he designed it to go and to be in. And so the rain, it comes down to sustain and perpetuate life. That's why you need rain. We need the rain. Oh, don't get upset when it's a rainy day. Just go, hallelujah. The Lord is breaking up the fallow ground, and he is allowing the water to prepare the soil so that the nutrients can be palatable in order for the plants, the seeds, to bring forth life. Ask for the rain, saints of God. Ask for the rain. You need the rain. You need the rain in your life. You need the rain in your house. You need to, some of us, we need to take that rain home. Hallelujah. You need to take that rain home. And you need to get before God in your house. Change the atmosphere in your house. Change the atmosphere in your house. Don't let the enemy bind your house. Don't let the enemy cause your house to be a place of oppression and bondage. Clean it up and make things in proper order and call down the rain of God. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Say, God, rain in my house. Rain in this place. God, pour out your Spirit in this place. Let everyone under this roof experience renewal, revival, strength, and health. Oh, God, deliver, heal, and set free. Let this be a place of your presence. Let your glory fill my house. Hallelujah. And you establish that. You establish that place. You establish that presence. Sometimes you're the only one saved in your house, just like you're the only one saved on your job. And that means you just go into your secret closet. Hallelujah. You know, you got to start there. You got to start. You start in the quiet place. And you start being alone with God, and you pray, because the Spirit of God is like Wi-Fi. Hallelujah. Oh, it's like Wi-Fi. You don't see it, but it's there. Oh, yes. You begin to pray, and you begin to call upon God. You begin to ask God to pour out his Spirit upon your house. You start naming the people in your family and the people that live in your house. You start calling out the situations and the circumstances that you're dealing with that may be causing you to be in the wrong spirit, to have the wrong presence or atmosphere. And you can begin to cry out to God, and it will radiate like Wi-Fi. The signal will go out. And the more you spend time in God, the more you abide in his word, the more you spend time in prayer, the more you spend time reflecting and thinking on the things of God, the stronger your router and your transmitter will be. Oh, yeah. You'll be able to get greater and greater strength. But sometimes you don't have enough. And that's when you need a booster. Hallelujah. Oh, you need a booster. You know, you can call AT&T or Verizon or well, I don't know about those other people, but I know those two. And you can get a booster. Hallelujah. They'll bring it. They'll put it in your house. And they'll put a booster. If you got a weak signal, they'll put a boost. They'll send it to your house, and you hook it up. And all of a sudden, pow, you got full strength Wi-Fi right there in your house. You were struggling before going, good God, man, I can't get none. You know how you've been in the standing in the corner? You over here, you're trying to find a spot for a signal, right? Some people are Christians. That's the way they are. They're Christians like that. They're trying to find a signal. They're like, I don't know where is God? I need God. And they're trying to find a signal. You need a booster. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need a booster. Have you been in situations where you can't seem to connect, where you just need? Sometimes situations are bigger than us. Sometimes it's overwhelming for us, and you need a booster. He says where two or three are gathered now. So he says now you need get a sister or a brother, somebody who's got some power. I'm not talking about somebody who just go to church and they're struggling worse than you. I'm talking about somebody who's got some power, somebody who's got an anointing, somebody who can come in and knows how to break up the fallow ground, who knows how to let the water, they know how to turn on the faucet, open the full street, let the water rain down. You want to hear the thunder. Oh, yeah, you need the power of God. You need that thing to come down, and you need a breakthrough. Oh, I'm talking about people like that. Hallelujah. In fact, I wouldn't waste my time with people who aren't like that. If I were you, I would make sure that I had connections with people who knew how to bring in the power of God, because one day you will need it. You will need it. You live on this earth. You're in this planet. You will need the rain. Ask for the rain of God. Ask for help. Ask for God to move. God will send the rain. He will send the rain. He will send the clouds. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need the clouds. When you see the clouds and when you're expecting rain, you're like, oh boy, here it comes. The farmer, he's looking for the rain. He's not going, oh boy, here comes the rain. All right, oh, it's going to ruin. No, he's like, oh, thank God, here comes the cloud. We need some cloud-filled Christians. We need some saints of God that are full. They're full cumulonimbus Christians. That's what we need, them big, big, heavy, full of the water of the word Christians who come in like this. And they say, Lord, and thunder comes down. Boom. I spared him this time. I scared Kenny last time. Hallelujah. And so the water can come down. We need people who are full of the rain. I pray that you fill up on the word of God. Become like a big cloud full of rain water so you can rain down on people. Oh, don't allow yourself to run dry. Don't be empty where people need to rain on you. You need to fill up so that you can rain down on others. And that is why we abide in the word. We abide in God. Jeremiah 5:24 says, they do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God who gives rain in its season, both the autumn rain, which is the former rain, and the spring rain, which is the latter rain, who keeps for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. God, he has timing for everything. He has a time for rain. There's a time to break up the hardness of hearts, and there is a time to prepare the heart for receiving of the seed so it can grow, and there is a time when the seed actually begins to grow and begins to bring forth fruit, and the latter rain is designed to bring forth fruit. If you want to see fruit in your life, you need the latter rain. You need the Spirit of God to pour down on you for the appointed weeks of harvest. Do you know God is preparing you to minister to people in your life, on your job, around you, because there is an appointed time of harvest for them that they are going to need to hear the Spirit of the Lord's voice through you, the word of the Lord through you, the experience God's presence through you. God is orchestrating people to encounter you so you can breathe life into them so that they can become the fruit of that which you have sown into them. God is preparing each and every one of us. None of us is exempt. This is how God works. Verse 22 of 14 says in Jeremiah, are there any among the idols of the nations who give rain? Or can the heavens grant showers? Is it not you, O Lord, our God? Therefore, we hope in you. For you are the one who has what? Done all these things. It is God who is the one who enables us to prosper, to have life. That's what the rain brings. The rain brings life. It causes things to grow. It makes food so that you and I can have something to eat to nourish our bodies so that we can live and we can proclaim the manifestations of God as we experience them, as we see them. As God speaks to us, we are able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It's not always about what someone is saying. It's about what God is saying through what they are saying. And if you can hear what God is saying through people who are saying what they're saying, then you can have a dynamic experience in God without being offended, without taking it the wrong way. We have to learn how to hear in the Spirit and filter things through the word of truth, through the word of God, so that we can have a different experience. Only God can bring revival or bring life to you, to your situation, to your circumstances. And that is why we must hear in the Spirit of God. This is why we must ask for the rain. We say, God, rain down. We say, God, move upon us. Do you need change in your life? Do you have a spouse? Do you have children? Do you have coworkers? And do you have other relatives and friends and people that are dry and they are brittle and they are lost and they are dark? And there may even be a seed that has been sown, but because the fallow ground of their heart is so dried and crusty that they're cracking it up, that the seed can't grow, we need the rain to come in. We need the rain to come in. Ask for the rain, saints of God. Ask for the rain. Job 37:6 says, for to the snow, he says, fall on the earth, and to the downpour and the rain, he says, be strong. Hallelujah. We need God to be strong in our life. We need the snow to come down, and we need the downpour and the rain to be strong. You and I, we need the rain of God. We need the power of God. 1 Kings 8:35 and 6 says, when the heavens are shut up, there is no rain because they have sinned against you. And they pray toward this place and confess your name and turn from their sin when you afflict them. Hallelujah. Sometimes people are going through things because they're not doing things right. And when you don't do things right, you're gonna go through things. And it's not our job to try to save people or deliver them from their situation that was caused because they didn't do things right. Sometimes we need to wait for them to call on the Lord. And when they call upon the name of the Lord, then they will be delivered. Hallelujah. God will set them free. Not everybody is our responsibility to deliver them from their problems when their problem was caused by disobedience or because they did things the wrong way. Sometimes you have to go through it. Sometimes you have to go through it. And you have to endure the challenges, the difficulties, the hardships. But when you repent of your sin, when you change the way you do things, when you change the way you think, the way you hear, the way you perceive things, then the Spirit of God can rain down on you. The Spirit of God can show up in your life. You can experience God. It says, verse 36, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and of your people Israel indeed. Teach them the good way in which they should walk and send rain on your land, which you have given your people for an inheritance. Hallelujah. Has God given you an inheritance? Do you have things that the Lord has blessed you with? Oh, I'm sure you had a car to get here. That's an inheritance. That's part of your inheritance. Oh, yes, and you have children, and you have a home to live in. You have other resources and tools and jobs. All these things are part of the provision of God. I pray that you are operating in the way of the Lord as you oversee those things that God has blessed you with. God wants to teach you the good way in which you are to walk. I pray that you're walking the good way. Yeah, the good way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't want to be walking. You don't want to be wobbly walking. You don't want to be walking like you don't know if you're going to stand or fall with your next step. You want to walk the good way. You want to walk knowing that the Lord your God is with you, that he has not forsaken you, that he has gone before you. You know the angel of the Lord, he's got you by the leg. He's making sure the footsteps of the righteous are being placed where they need to go. Don't let the devil think he's got anything to do in your life. Oh, he has no authority beyond what you give him. And I tell you, if you trust in the Lord, he will renew your strength. If you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things, all the good things will be added to you. In fact, every good and perfect gift, it comes down from above. Lord, send the rain. Send the rain from above. Let it come down. Saints of God, ask for the rain from the Lord. Even though it's the time of the spring rain, you need to ask for the rain. Ask for God to send those storm clouds. Send people filled with the Spirit into your life. Ask God to fill you with the Spirit so you can show up and you can be like the rain of God in the lives of the people around you. Let vegetation in your field be fruitful. Let your vegetation, your seed, let your crops bring forth fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Don't allow the teraphim to speak into your life. Those who are in darkness, those who are sharing things that are not true for you, because you are a man of God. You are a woman of God. You are a child of the King. You are from the kingdom that comes down from God out of heaven. And the word of the Lord is what fills your heart and establishes your way. And the mind of the Lord is being manifested to you. Let the rain come. God, send the rain, Lord. Send the rain, oh God. Let it pour down on my field, in my life, in my area. Oh, it can be dry all around, but Lord, not for me. Lord, rain down on me. Rain down, oh God. Oh God, we ask for the rain today. We ask for the rain, oh God. And I pray that each and every one of you know that God wants to rain on you. He wants to rain down on you. He wants to pour out his Spirit upon you. In these last days, he says that young men will dream dreams and old men will see visions. And you and I will experience the manifestations of God. He said, on your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Oh, you will testify of the things of God. You will declare the revelations of God, the Spirit of God, the Word of God. All the things that God is doing, it will be made clear to you. You will begin to see that the Lord is preparing the harvest. Oh, saints of God, don't be discouraged in these last and evil days. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will fall into place. Oh, it may seem like things are difficult in your life. You're going through hardships and challenges. Maybe you have unsaved people in your life that are causing trouble for you, making it difficult for you. I tell you, establish yourself in the Lord. Establish yourself and let the Spirit of God rain down on you. Say, God, fill me with your Spirit, O Lord. Rain down on me and make all things new in the midst of my life. Oh, saints of God, ask for the rain. Ask for the rain. No one can ask for the rain for you. Only you can ask for the rain for yourself. Oh, we can pray. We can pray for you that you would ask for the rain. We can pray that God would show up and stir your heart and cause you to make the changes in your life that need to be done. So often we pray amiss because we're asking God to do things that are not for him to do. They are things that people need to do in order to experience the flow of God. Saints of God, if you have a hole in your pipe, it doesn't matter if you turn on the faucet on the other end of that hole. You're not going to get water. You're not going to get the stream of the flow of water the way it needs to be, because it's being diverted to another place. And you and I, we need to patch the holes in our life.
We need to patch up the holes of the pipes of our life so that the water can flow to where it needs to go in our lives, so that God can manifest himself in our lives. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. We are thankful. Hallelujah. Let it rain. Thank you, God.
Send the rain into each and every person who's here. If you're here and you're hearing this, you're watching and you hear it, God wants to rain in your life. I have really been spending a lot of time in prayer and trying to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I believe that God is calling his people to prayer, to revival. And we need to pray for revival in this place. And you know we need to pray for revival if you don't have unity in your house. If you don't have unity in your house, if your husbands and wives are not on one accord, if you're not operating in the dynamics of the Spirit of the Lord, the way God has gifted you to operate and the way that he's called you to operate, we need revival in the house. If you have children that need the word of the Lord manifesting in their lives, we need revival. We need revival. Oh, we want our children. We want our children, those young kids downstairs, we want them filled with the Spirit of God. We want them filled to overflowing. We want the power of the Holy Ghost to be operating in them. I have seen kids 8, 9 years old baptized in the Holy Ghost and experiencing the Spirit of the Lord laying hands on one another and even adults, and the Spirit of God falling like rain and God manifesting himself in a powerful way. Saints of God, we need revival in our house. We need husbands that are not intimidated or ashamed to rise up and pray in public, to rise up and speak the word and the truth of God, to be able to represent the kingdom of God, to manifest the will of God and the ways of God. We need women of God who are able to nurture and to call forth the things of the Spirit of the Lord as they see and as the Spirit of God works and moves, and to operate in the unity of the Spirit and the flow of God's divine anointing. We need the people of God to be unified and to be intertwined with a three-chord strand so that the glory of God can be manifested in the midst of his people, that there would be a mighty move of the Spirit of the Lord. Saints of God, it's coming to this house. It's coming to this house. Homes will be restored. Healing will take place. Deliverance will take place. Oppression and bondage will go. This is the house of the Lord. The kingdom of God abides in this place. The atmosphere of God is being established. And you and I, we are a part of something great. I believe God is sending revival. There is a latter rain that is preparing to fall. The Spirit of God is coming. It is coming, and I pray that you don't miss it, because it can come, and God showed me, and that is why we have these verses. It can rain on you, and the person next to you can be dry. Don't let you be the dry person. Make sure the rain comes down on you. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain. Ask for the rain. And let the Spirit of God manifest himself in your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. that you are raining down in the midst of your people. And Lord, we ask for your rain today. We ask, God, that you would move in the midst of us. Forgive us for our sin, oh God. Lord, we confess our faults and our sins to you, God. We have fallen short of your glory, God. But Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would restore us and renew us and revive us. God, that you would rain down on us, your people, send salvation and healing and deliverance. Move in the midst of your people. Oh God, restore relationships, restore and renew and revive your people, oh God. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Oh God, save us from this lost and evil world. Let the rain of God fall upon us. Shield us, deliver us, be our strong tower. Let the righteous run into us, that we will be safe. God, glorify yourself in our midst, that there would be the evidence of your Spirit and your presence in the power of the Spirit of the Lord.